I left his arms out of the sleeves. The suit would be useless for any kind of work, anyhow. Waldo's have to be tailored to the individual. His eyelids fluttered.
Mandela, where the fuck?
I explained slowly, and he seemed to get most of it. Now, I'm going to close you up and go get into my suit. I'll have the crew cut the end off this thing, and I'll haul you out. Got it? He nodded. Strange to see that. When you nod or shrug inside a suit, it doesn't communicate anything. I crawled into my suit, hooked up the attachments, and chinned the general freak. Doc, I think he's going to be okay. Get us out of here now.
Will do.
Ho's voice. The LSU hum was replaced by a chatter, then a throb, evacuating the box to prevent an explosion. One corner of the seam grew red, then white, and a bright crimson beam lanced through, not a foot away from my head. I scrunched back as far as I could. The beam slid up the seam and around three corners back to where it started. The end of the box fell away slowly, trailing filaments of melted plast.
Wait for the stuff to harden, Mandela.
Sanchez, I'm not that stupid.
Here you go.
Somebody tossed a line to me. That would be smarter than dragging him out by myself. I threaded a long bite under his arms and tied it behind his neck. Then I scrambled out to help them pull, which was silly. They had a dozen people already lined up to haul. Singer got out all right and was actually sitting up while Doc Jones checked his readout. People were asking me about it and congratulating me when suddenly Ho said,
"Look!"
and pointed toward the horizon. It was a black ship coming in fast. I just had time to think it wasn't fair. They weren't supposed to attack until the last few days. And then the ship was right on top of us.